time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going? Good to be here. Thank you to our sponsor, Moynihan Lumber. Thank you to Paul Kelly, Rick Moore, Danny Martin helped produce the show. And I'm Dom Nicastro here every week if you just stumbled upon us on msonewsports.com. Big doings in the Valley. Lots of movement in that football arena. Big, big win for Central Catholic. Huge, huge beating Xaverian, the two-time defending state champs. And guess what? We got him. The coach, John Sexton of Central Catholic. He's coming up after the break to talk all about it. Why am I going to gab anymore? Let's leave it to that and get Coach Sexton in here for a fun, long interview. And then after that, we'll just do a little around the horn for football rankings. Thank you for tuning in.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today. We are going to the gridiron again with Central Catholic football coach John Sexton. What's going on, Coach?
Dom, how are you? Good to hear from you.
Absolutely. Great to have you on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, coming off a big win over a state power. I mean, well, basically, Coach, every time you have a win, it's probably going to be over a state power with your schedule. And sometimes not even in a Massachusetts fashion. Last week, coming off a huge win over the Rhode Island powerhouse. And now this week with a scintillating, I guess is a word for it, 28-27 win. It doesn't get more dramatic than your win against Xaverian, defending, two-time defending Division I Super Bowl champion. Must feel pretty good over there in Lawrence this week.
We're very happy with the win. The boys really fought hard and played tough. And it was a great win for our program. It was very good, very good win.
Yeah. What does it say for your team, like, to win a game like this? I mean, no time left. They go for a 2-point conversion in the win. They're just going for it. They could have went for a tie. You guys come up with a defensive stop, and it was just a night of answers, you know, for Central and Xaverian. You guys kept answering each other. Time runs out. Central had the last answer. What does it say for your team to just be resilient and keep coming back like that?
Well, I think it certainly is a great sign for our team. We had one timeout left with 3 seconds to go, and we were discombobulated getting lined up on defense. And I'm looking at our guys, and they don't seem comfortable. I'm looking at their guys; they didn't seem comfortable. And I'm thinking in my mind, well, I can use the timeout But I'm giving Zverin a chance to kind of get their ducks in a row as well.
Yeah.
And then Amari Mills, who has been playing terrific at outside linebacker, he's number zero for us, is a very sharp kid. He's one of our smartest and best players. And the whole time he's looking at the sideline, looking at the defense, looking at the sideline, looking at the defense. And so I called timeout. And then, of course, they come out of the timeout and they run the, you know, the halfback pass back to the quarterback, and there was no one near him.
Yeah.
So the kid lobbed an end over end punt that the quarterback caught and walked into the end zone for the touchdown. And so now I'm looking across the field, and you know, the kicker's not coming out, and I'm going, oh boy, they're going to try and win it right here. You know, I said it the other night, and I'll say it again. I have tremendous respect for Zverin's program. I have tremendous respect for their coaching staff. I think they do a first-class job. You know, we might still be there had it gone into overtime. But he decided to roll the dice and try to win the game right there and get on the bus back to Westwood. You know, and the throw was a little high, and things worked out for us. So that was great.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got, I mean, so many big plays in this game. It's like too many to count, you know, a fourth and one conversion, you know, by Smith on that 14 play drive. You know, the Smith to Cal Schoenfield, going all the way to the goal line, and then he powered through I'm reading from the Eagle Tribune. But like, man, you know, the defense came up with this stop at the end, but you know, on the other side of the ball, the offense was coming up with the answers all night.
No, I thought it was a really well-rounded victory. And I think you're right. You know, I when you play a team like Zverin, and we had some people banged up on defense that didn't play Friday. When you play a team like Zverin, the first worry going into a game like that is, geez, you know, are they just going to run the ball off tackle all night and kind of do what they want? And I thought that our front seven really stood up to them. I thought they really played tough and battled and hung in. They did run the ball with success at times, but it wasn't up and down the field.
Yeah.
So I give our front seven and our defensive coordinator, Nick Bowes, a ton of credit. And then offensively, I thought we kind of, I mean, first of all, we started great. We had a sharp drive the first time we got the ball and went down and scored after not really having played well at all in the first four games of the year. We really hadn't played well in the first half.
Yeah.
So that was huge. But I thought that we kind of kept answering and kept swinging offensively the whole game.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, all the credit goes to the kids and the coaches. And, you know, it was a really good win for our program.
Yeah. And of course, Smith, the signal caller, throws for a buck 92, runs for buck 39. This is bad timing to say this, but normally in that instance, I would say, who's that? Josh Allen? But we do know Drake May might have outplayed the big guy last night. So let's not go with that comparison. But still, nonetheless, Smith, what a game. Coming up with that clutch touchdown pass.
Caden is, he's doing great. And, you know, this is his second year. And I've been doing this a long time and coaching quarterbacks a long time. And I think that there's a real jump when you get in the middle of the second year is a starter, the 15th, 16th start of that young man's career. I think now you see a real jump, and that's kind of where we are with Caden at the moment. You know, he started 11 games last year as a sophomore, and we've played five this year. So that's kind of right where we are. And, you know, at this point, I don't think there's a lot of new stuff that you can throw at him defensively that's going to shock him. I don't think there's a lot of scenarios where he's going to be like uncomfortable or caught off guard or whatever. So, you know, we're very, very lucky. Caden is a bright kid. He's an extremely athletic kid. he's a tremendous, just natural competitor. And, you know, he's able to throw and he's able to have success running the ball. And he's leading the team. He's leading the offense, certainly. And, you know, I said it in the paper the other night, but we're very lucky to have him. Very fortunate to have Caden.
Yeah, and the game winner ends up being the 34-yard connection to Cal Schoenfield. And Cal, is that true that it's his first career touchdown?
It's his first varsity touchdown. Okay. Yeah, Cal's a guy who has, you know, A-plus hands, and he's a natural receiver of the ball. Cal hasn't seen a ton of time before this season, you know, for a lot of reasons. He's been behind some pretty good players. But this is the best he's practiced to this point in his career. He's practicing like a senior who wants to have an impact in his senior year.
Yeah.
And you know, he's doing great, and that was a big time catch and run the other night for what turned out to be the winning score.
Let's talk about the whole season, the body of work, really. You know, starting off 1-2, went to New York, had a battle with that New York team, comes back home, lose to beat BC High, and then fall to, you know, arch rival St. John's. But they are rivals. You guys played so many big games with the Prep, BC High, whoever. But fact is, you know, you won 3 out of 4. What are you learning about the team in terms of where its strengths are at this point, a little more than halfway through here?
I think that coming into the year, we felt pretty good about ourselves. But at the same time, each year is different. And it's, you know, slight differences. There's a new kid at this position. There's a kid that hasn't played before at this position, whatever it might be. But I think that right now, halfway through the year, or, you know, right around halfway through the year, I think we're playing pretty physical. And I think that that's improving. And I think our practices are getting better.
Yeah.
And it's a good group of kids. You know, they're really working hard. They're listening. They care about each other. They're kind of laying it out there for each other. And, you know, this certainly, you know, the last 2 weeks we've won by 1 point each game. But, you know, you beat Hendricken, who has won 5 of the last 7 Rhode Island state championships, and then you beat Severian, who's won the last 2 here in Mass.
Yeah.
And I think the kids right at this moment are playing with a lot of confidence, and they feel like, hey, if we keep, you know, keep moving in the direction we're moving and keep doing what we're supposed to do, you know, we can have some success. And they're starting to see some success.
Yeah. And coach, this is our year 3 as the varsity coach, head coach, correct?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah.
This is year 25 overall for me.
Right.
Year 3 is the head coach.
You know, how does that feel? Are you finally getting used to like all the changes and paperwork? And man, it must be a lot of work, more so than an assistant has.
Well, we're very lucky to have as many kids in the program as we have, right? We have 94 in the top 3 grades, and then we have 50 or 52 freshman players, which, and that's a blessing, right? Of course. One of the things that Chuck never told me was the emails and the, you know, I got to go to the dentist and I got to go see my grandmother and I got to watch my baby brother and, you know, I get 12 things to do, so tomorrow's not going to work. Like, and it never ends. So Chuck was smart enough to keep that from me when he was still in charge. But yeah, I think we're, you know, adjusting to things, and you know, I'm doing the best I can. I wouldn't say that every email gets returned on time, but we're doing all right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And a big part of, obviously, you know, a head coach's job is to select a great staff. And, you know, there's probably no bigger sport where delegation has to come into play. You just simply cannot do a lot of things as the head coach. You have to rely on your assistants. In the 3 years, has that assistant crew stayed intact, or has it been some changes here and there?
It, for the most part, it has stayed intact, and I'm very, very fortunate because I have great guys that are working with the kids, and they're guys that, you know, every day I know for a fact that if you're a parent with a kid in the program, these are the kind of men that you want your son to be around. They're good people. They're guys that care about Central Catholic as a school. They're guys that care about kids and want to do what is right for kids. We lost some people last year. Jay Fielding got the Andover job, and Pete Clifford followed him to Andover as his line coach. Two also really, really quality people. I know that we're very lucky with the men we have in the program. And the kids are very lucky to have these guys in the program because they are good men and they care about kids and they want what is best for each kid.
You mentioned Andover, and that brings us into the Merrimack Valley portion of the schedule. Of course, Andover is not next week, but it's in a few weeks. The task at hand is Methuen. So Methuen on the road. What challenges do they bring? I mean, they've been pretty strong and consistent the last few years.
Methuen, and they're coming off a great win Friday night as well, as they knocked off Andover at Andover, 35-29. Yeah. Methuen presents a lot of problems. And, you know, one of them was painfully obvious today on the practice field as we're preparing for Methuen's offense. Now, they had a couple of injuries at the quarterback position. But they run every formation under the sun and some formations that I've never seen. And so, you know, we really got to be on our toes as far as understanding what we're doing defensively, how we're going to line up, what the checks are. Methuen presents a ton of problems, in particular on the ground. And then the other thing that jumps off the film in regards to Methuen is the kids play awfully hard. Like, they fly to the ball on defense, and they're running around like crazy men on offense. And Coach Dugan and his staff, they're obviously doing a really good job because they've got the kids playing well, and they've got the kids really playing hard and with great effort. So it's going to be a huge challenge Friday night.
Yeah, and that's a big bounce back win for them. You know, they lost pretty handily to Tewksbury the week before, 28-6. So, you know, clearly they were on a mission there for sure.
Absolutely. And, again, looking at the Tewksbury film, I mean, Tewksbury has a good team, and Tewksbury has been good for a while, and Tewksbury presents their own set of challenges. But Tewksbury got the better of the bounces in that game. If you watch the Methuen-Tewksbury game on film, Methuen had a fumble. It popped up in the air and went right to a Tewksbury kid.
Yeah.
There was an interception where the ball bounced up in the air and it went right to a Tewksbury kid. Now, Tewksbury certainly made some plays to win the game, but they got the better of the bounces in that game, too. And again, you look at the film, the Tewksbury kids are flying. I mean, the Methuen kids are flying around, playing the tails off the whole time. And then they were really fired up to play Andover, and they're flying the ball on defense and gang tackling, and they're flying the ball on offense. The Methuen guys have those kids really playing hard right now.
Yeah. And I mean, clearly, you know, I know it's tough to look ahead, but you know, you guys are likely playoff team, and you know, what are you feeling about the Division I level right now? I mean, it seems like, look, you beat the defending state champs. I mean, you guys are in the mix. There's no question about it. Prep's still there. They're still strong. What kind of signals are you getting for the Division I bracket as a whole at this moment?
I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, that is still a month off. You know, And right now we got Methuen, Andover, and then Haverhill, which, you know, and we'll play Lawrence on Thanksgiving, obviously, but that's the crux of the MVC season for us. So we're kind of focused on that right now. You know, I do think we'll be in the playoffs, and Division One is a minefield. It's, you know, a lot of really strong teams and a lot of really strong coaching staffs who, you know, you wouldn't want to see. So that'll certainly be a challenge. But that is, you know, on the back burner right now. We're really at this moment locked in on the MVC schedule.
Yeah. Coach Sexton, that was a really nice way to answer a question that Belichick would normally say, we're on to Methuen. And that's it.
Yeah.
We're on to Methuen.
He's not doing so great down there in Chapel Hill. So,
I mean, talk about someone who wants to, you know, have his legacy questioned. I mean, what's he doing? What is he doing? I mean, I have no idea.
Well, he needs to be questioned on a few things, I think.
But, yeah, right.
You know, whatever.
Agreed. But I want to ask you too about, and a lot of teams, not just you guys, but a lot of teams are going out of state to get some non-leaguers. And, you know, you guys did it twice, New York and Rhode Island. What's that experience like for the kids? And, you know, is it wildly different type of football? Do they, you know, bring different formations, different kind of vibe? Or is it just, you know what, another tough opponent that's going to make us better?
It's not football's football, right? It's not like it's different. But in the position that I'm in, I feel like, you know, part of my job is to coach well and win our share of games and all of that. But I also, as a graduate of the school and someone who loves the school, I feel like I'm responsible to give these kids, you know, an experience that is positive and will help them as they move forward in life. And so the day that we went to Stepanak to start the season, I was, you know, coming home. We lost by, you know, we gave up a touchdown with 1:50 to go, and we missed a bunch of tackles on that play.
Yeah.
So that was like a 15-hour day, and I got home here at 11 o'clock or whatever. And, and you know, that was a long day, and it was a long, frustrating day. But I think that it was a very quality experience for our program and for our kids. And, you know, we played Hendricken at home. We'll go to Providence next year. But again, you're playing a really good school in a school that is used to seeing some success, or not some success, used to having a lot of success.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's part of my responsibility to, you know, make this available to our kids as best I can. You know, now I'm not, I said it last week, we're playing Methuen this week, which is 2 minutes from Central, right?
Yeah.
And I'm happy that that's 2 minutes from Central, and I'm glad to be playing Methuen again. But if we played Methuen 11 times, I wouldn't like that, you know? So I'm glad that we have a chance and an opportunity to kind of spice things up and do these different things for our kids, because I think it's important to expose our kids to some of these things. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't lose the game at the end that you have to drive 3.5 hours home to.
Well, that's the trick, Dom. And, you know, we didn't figure that out on September 6th or whenever it was. And that was a long, quiet bus ride home. But hopefully we can avoid that in the future.
Yeah. Well, Coach, let's wrap it up with telling me about the captains and what do those young men bring?
Our two captains are number 22, Caden Chase, and number 56, Manny Lizardo. Manny is going to go play at Bates next year.
Nice.
Caden has a few offers. Manny's a lineman, a defensive tackle, and he moves around, offensive guard, offensive tackle. He actually played tight end in the second half against Severian the other night. Great kid, great student going to Bates. Just a first-class young man. Caden is also a great kid, first-class young man. he has an offer on the table from Davidson. And he's still kind of up in the air as to what his plans are next season. And I've been saying all along, the kids that are seniors that are, you know, being recruited, they're all killing it as far as their grades. Like, I not one of them would I have to go to the coach and say, you know, his grades are a little shaky or his boards are a little shaky or, you know, can you help him? These guys are all doing awesome in school. And so that's a plus. And I can honestly say to these guys, listen, you're going to bring this kid in to your program and onto your campus. He's just a first-class individual, and you'll be better because of it. You know, I know we are. They're great kids, both of them. All our guys are good guys.
Yeah, yeah. And that's amazing that the captains are setting that example. I mean, there's no better example than just doing and showing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and they're both doing it.
Yeah, amazing. Well, Coach John Sexton, third year here, Central on its way to Methuen to start its Merrimack Valley portion of the schedule. 3-2 at the moment, looking for win number 4 on Friday night at 7. Coach, best of luck. We appreciate you coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Thanks, Don. Take care.
Have a great night.
Bye. Did you know that Anderson is the most trusted name in windows in the United States? See for yourself at Moynihan Lumber. You can take a look at a variety of Anderson windows on display at our 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we are back at it, and let's go around the horn after that great interview with John Sexton to Division I football, where Central is the number 5 seed. We didn't know at the time of the interview when I talked to Coach. That was a day before today's recording, but they're 3-2. They're number 5, right behind the team they beat, Xaverian, 2-2. Methuen, Andover, and Lowell. Methuen 8, Andover 9, Lowell 11. Lowell, that might be the sub-story of the Valley, right? Central is easily the story so far, but Lowell getting in there, number 11, 3-1. They're having a little bit of resurgence there. Great to see. Great to see. Division 2, that's where we watch Bill Ricca, and they're the 11th seed at the time of this, 3-1. Chelmsford's 1-3. At 13, and North Andover, without a win, is still on the outskirts of that 16 seed. You have to win something, I believe, to get in. I'm not sure what the minimum win cutoff is, but you've got to win. You can't be winless and get into the postseason. So North Andover's got to get a W, excuse me, to be considered. Number 3, excuse me, Division 3, that is. Not seen anybody from our neck of the woods. Division 4, though, Tewksbury certainly in the mix at 4-0, undefeated at number 3 seed. And Marblehead, they're the other show. Tewksbury, and then we'll finish up with Shawsheen in Division 5. They're the 3 seed, undefeated, right ahead of my boys, my hometown, Gloucester, 5-0. Both of them are 5-0 and in the top 5. Bedfield 4-0, the other undefeated team, along with North Reading at 3-0. So, and Archbishop Williams of Foxborough, might as well mention them, 1-2, with Archbishop Williams being 4-0, Foxborough being 3-1. Folks, thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our interview, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Stop on by next week. We're out every week, every Thursday morning. See you soon.